The Eastern Cougar. Is it extinct, or did it never really exist in the first place? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You might have heard about cougars being spotted in Michigan. There are also cougars out west, and there's the Florida panther. But what we're talking about here is something called the Eastern Cougar. And there's a debate about how different these animals are from each other. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the Eastern Cougar used to be found in Michigan, parts of Canada and Maine, and farther south. But it says that animal is extinct, and the agency wants to take it off the endangered species list. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the last known Eastern Cougar was killed in 1906 near Newberry. But there have been cougar sightings on and off in Michigan since then. Brian Roll is a wildlife biologist with the MDNR's cougar team. He says since 2008, the DNR has verified 29 cougar sightings in the Upper Peninsula.
We've had basically every year since 2008 a handful of either tracks and lately a lot of photographs of trail cameras.
But Roll says they don't have any evidence that there are any remaining eastern cougars. He says the cougars in the UP are probably western cougars, some people call them mountain lions, that wandered over from the Dakotas. But other people argue, no matter what you call them, cougars have survived in small remnant populations in the state.
Whether that is a so-called eastern cougar or not, I don't know. But they're a cougar.
Patrick Ruz is the director of wildlife programs for the Michigan Wildlife Conservancy.
I would contend that the geneticists that are working on this today probably have it right in that there was never a solid basis for an eastern cougar subspecies.
Ruz is referring to a debate about whether subspecies of cougars are really all that different from each other. Mark McCullough is an endangered species biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. How much difference is there between cougars that live in the Dakotas or out west or this eastern subspecies or Florida panthers?
Well, it turns out that some of the most recent science in the last 15 years would indicate that there's really not much difference between them. Work done by Melanie Culver, who now is a professor in Arizona, her doctoral work showed that all cougars in North America, where there were once 15 to 17 subspecies that were named here, perhaps all of them really are only one subspecies of cougar. So there were two options for the Fish and Wildlife Service to pursue in delisting the eastern cougar subspecies. One was based on extinction, which is what we are moving forward with, and the other would have been taxonomic error, that perhaps there never really was an eastern cougar subspecies. The reason we didn't go with that latter route is there were a number of cougar biologists throughout North America at the time that we wrote our review in 2011 who believed that there still were a few subspecies that could be identified here in North America. So we, based on that indecision and sort of dissension amongst some of the cougar experts, we decided to pursue delisting based on extinction.
McCullough says if the eastern cougar is taken off the endangered species list, management will fall to the states. Michigan does not have a management plan in place if the eastern cougar is delisted, but cougars are protected by state law. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.